Information. How do you, as a supervisor, filter information? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today, let's talk about that role that you have. In a previous episode, we did talk about being a good ambassador. So part of your job is to filter information between management and the front line. It's one of the challenging parts about being a leader, but it also is a key part of your job function. And if you do it really well, you'll make sure that the right messages are getting transmitted down to the floor, but also back up to management. So we're going to talk about three situations. Number one situation is under-filtering. When you're under-filtering, it means that you tend to pass the information almost raw in its raw state, either in either direction. So you take a management directive and you say it like it is to your team. And in a way, that's, I guess, helpful, but sometimes your team isn't ready to hear it in the harshest and most direct way. So you technically have caused your team to resist the message by underfiltering it. Same thing goes back. Maybe your team is complaining about something or giving feedback, and if you pass it along unfiltered back to management, they're just going to get ticked off, and they're going to put their guard up and get defensive about receiving the information. All right, so that's underfiltering. What about overfiltering? Now, overfiltering is when you screen out so much of the message, it loses its impact. So when you're overfiltering, management has a message and you basically just give the bare bones, not even enough for your team to fully understand the importance and even what they're talking about. So that would be a problem. And if you overfilter employee messages back to management, management really doesn't understand how the floor thinks and feels about an initiative that they've asked you to communicate down. So management is in the dark. So you don't want to overfilter the information. So then that leaves us with the Goldilocks answer, which is effective filtering, which is that you use your judgment as a leader, but you think about how can I deliver this message so that its intent is clear, so that I'm explaining why, so my team understands it, and that I'm specific enough so that they can get their arms around it and understand clearly what they're expected to do differently because of what I'm telling them. In the same token as when my team gives me information that can be helpful for management to know, what I want to do is to make sure that I've communicated the intent, which is to be helpful and offer suggestions, but I've also been true enough so that management knows that there are some concerns that the staff has and that they'd like to see addressed, and doing so will actually be in the company's best interest. So if you become a master at filtering and you're not just under-filtering or over-filtering information, you can really perform your job as a frontline leader very effectively. Now, once you've learned filtering, which is actually some content that we have in our program, you'll want to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by connecting with us and checking out our Frontline Leadership Program. You can do that on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Keep in mind that we do both on-site in-person training, and we also use our state-of-the-art virtual training studio to bring captivating, engaging, and informative information right to your desktop without the need to spend money on training rooms and travel. So you can also connect with us on our many social media channels. I'd ask you to check out our podcast, which is essentially this leader feeder, but just in audio format. That can make it easy for you to digest on your commute to work. Or maybe you just want to check out the hundreds of videos on our Frontline Leadership Library on YouTube, or just maybe visit our website at uniquedevelopment.com. No matter how you digest and take in all this leadership info, remember it's all geared to help you be an awesome leader so that you can attract and retain the talented employees that you need for today's success and your long-term success in your organization.